Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking ahead.
To the future.
Yeah, to the future. Specifically, like how AI is going to be changing the world of full stack development and,
In the
like,
next 10 years or so.
yeah, exactly. Like, imagine it's 2034, you're starting your workday, and instead of, slogging through lines of code, you're just feeding instructions to an AI and it designs the entire framework of your next project.
That's the dream, right?
Yeah, it is pretty wild. And we actually have some really cool insights from Franck Kenyo over at Cerebricks.
Oh, yeah. He's got some really interesting thoughts on this.
He does. And, I think the big question that everyone's thinking about is like, okay, is this going to make full stack developers obsolete? Like, are we all going to be out of a job in 10
Well,
years?
it's a valid question,
Yeah.
right? Like, we see all this stuff about AI and automation, and it's easy to get a little nervous.
Yeah, totally. So what's the reality here? Like, are we all about to go extinct?
I mean, I think it's more complicated than that, right? Like, we're already seeing these early signs of how AI is changing the game. I mean, think about tools like GitHub Copilot or OpenAI's Codex.
Oh yeah, I've played around with those a little bit. It's kind of freaky, actually. Like, they can actually generate code.
Yeah, it's wild. And they can do things like error detection and performance optimization, even like suggest best practices. It's pretty impressive.
It is. But how much of this is just hype and how much of it is actually going to change the way that we work?
Well, the World Economic Forum actually put out a report that said something like 80% of routine coding tasks could be automated by 2030.
Whoa. Okay, so
That's a lot.
that's a big chunk of what we do now.
Yeah, it is. So it's definitely something that's going to have a major impact.
So, okay, if the AI is handling 80% of the routine stuff, what happens to the developers?
That's the big question, right? Like, what's our role going to be?
Yeah, what are we going to be doing all day?
So I think the way to think about it is that our role is going to transform. It's not necessarily going away. It's just going to become something different.
Okay, so like instead of being, hardcore coders, we're going to be something else.
Exactly. It's less about being a coder and more about being an architect or a strategist.
Okay, so more big picture thinking.
Exactly. Like think of like an orchestra conductor.
Oh, okay, I like that.
Right. They don't play every instrument,
Yeah.
but they make sure that everything comes together in a harmonious way.
Right, they're shaping the whole performance.
Exactly. And I think that's what full stack developers are going to be doing. We're going to be guiding and managing these AI systems. We're going to be making sure that the code is high quality, that it actually functions the way it's supposed to.
Right, and that it actually meets the user's needs.
Yeah, that's a really important point because AI can write code, but it doesn't necessarily understand what makes that code good for a human.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can't automate good design. You can't automate knowing what people are actually going to find intuitive and useful.
Totally.
Yeah.
And that's why there's still going to be a huge need for experienced developers. Deloitte actually did a survey and they found that like 72% of tech execs still see a strong need for experienced developers, even with AI writing a lot of the code.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, because you need someone to manage that output. You need someone to ensure the quality and bring that human perspective that the AI just doesn't have.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's not about developers becoming obsolete. It's about us kind of leveling up.
Exactly. Moving into a different kind of role.
Okay, so if we fast forward to 2034, what does a day in the life of a full stack developer actually look like?
That's a fun question, right? Like, are we just, sitting back sipping digital martinis while the AI does all the work?
That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, maybe the martini part.
Yeah.
But I think instead of writing code line by line, we're going to be configuring these AI models.
Oh, interesting. So we're kind of teaching the AI what to do.
Yeah, exactly. You're giving it instructions.
Yeah.
You're teaching it about your company's specific needs so it can generate the right code for the job.
Okay, so it's more about setting the parameters and making sure the AI understands what it's building.
Exactly. And then you're going to be spending a lot of time testing what it produces.
Okay, making sure it's all working properly.
Yeah, checking for quality, making
Yeah.
sure it's secure, all that good stuff. You're basically the architect of the system that the AI is operating within.
Okay, I see. So it's a lot less about, hunched over a keyboard and a lot more big picture thinking.
Right. And of course, when the AI inevitably hits a wall,
Which probably will at some
oh
point.
yeah, AI is not perfect. It's going to run into problems that it can't solve. And that's where the human comes back in.
Okay, so we're still going to be needed for those kind of like tricky problem-solving situations.
Absolutely. You'll
Yeah.
be the one to troubleshoot, figure out workarounds, come up with innovative solutions that the AI might miss. It's really a partnership.
That's interesting, like a collaboration between humans and AI.
Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
So it sounds like to really thrive in this AI-driven future, we're going to need a whole new set of skills.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not just about coding anymore.
So what does that look like? What kind of skills are we going to need to develop?
Well, coding is still going to be important. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's just one piece of the puzzle. Mm. You're also going to need to really understand the basics of AI and machine learning.
Okay. So like how those models actually work and how to train them?
Exactly. It's like learning a whole new language.
The language of AI.
Yeah, exactly. And then you've got the human side of things too, like creative problem solving.
Right. Because AI can crunch data and follow patterns, but it's not necessarily going to be good at thinking outside the box.
Yeah, exactly. We're still going to be the ones who come up with those truly innovative solutions that the AI might miss.
And I imagine there are going to be a lot of those weird edge cases, those problems that only a human can really figure out.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And as AI takes over more of those routine tasks, those uniquely human skills are going to become even more valuable.
So problem solving, creativity, strategic thinking.
Exactly.
Those are going to be like gold.
Yeah. And we're also going to have to really level up our collaboration and communication skills.
Oh, that's interesting. Why is that?
Well, because as full stack developers become more like architects and system integrators, mm-hmm. we're going to be working really closely with designers, product managers, all sorts of different stakeholders.
So it's less about solo coding marathons and more about being a team player.
Exactly. You've got to make sure that everyone's on the same page and that the AI is actually aligned with the overall goals.
That makes sense. And of course, we can't forget about the technical side of things. Like, we're still going to need to know how to build things.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're going to need a deep understanding of system architecture and integration.
So we're designing the systems that the AI operates within.
Exactly. Making sure they're efficient, scalable, and they meet user needs.
So it's like this really fascinating blend of technical expertise, big picture thinking, and understanding the human element.
Yeah, it really is. Full stack development is becoming this multifaceted discipline.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting. It's not about making developers obsolete. It's about empowering us to do even more, to tackle bigger challenges.
Yeah.
And to really push the boundaries of what's possible with technology.
I like that. It's a very optimistic view of the future.
Well, I think it's important to be optimistic, right? Yeah. Because this is a really exciting time to be in tech.
Okay, so everything you've said so far sounds amazing, but let's be real. AI tools aren't perfect.
True.
Are there any potential pitfalls or challenges that we should be aware of?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we don't want to just hand over the reins to the AI and hope for the best.
Right, because it could make mistakes.
It can. And it can have biases. It can even introduce security vulnerabilities if we're not careful.
Okay. So we still need to be very hands-on. We can't just write the perfect prompt and then let the AI do its thing.
No, definitely not. Full stack developers are going to have to be incredibly vigilant. We need to be constantly testing and monitoring the AI's output troubleshooting issues, being prepared to step in when things go wrong.
So it's like we're becoming AI whisperers.
I like that.
Understanding its quirks, its strengths, its limitations.
Yeah, exactly. You have to know how to work with it.
It's a tool.
It is. It's a very powerful tool, but it still needs a skilled human to wield it effectively.
Absolutely. And I imagine that part of that is embracing continuous learning because the AI world is moving so fast.
Oh, yeah. It's constantly evolving. What we know today might be completely outdated tomorrow.
So adaptability, flexibility, that willingness to always be learning and growing, those are going to be essential skills for anyone who wants to stay ahead of the curve.
I couldn't agree more. This is not a feels for people who are comfortable with the status quo. The future of full stack development belongs to those who are excited by change, who are eager to embrace new technologies, and who are passionate about using AI to build amazing things.
It sounds like a call to adventure.
It is.
For all the tech savvy folks out there, are you ready to step into the future of full stack development?
That's the question.
That is the question.
And, you know, it's not just about coding anymore. It's about understanding AI. It's about using these powerful tools thoughtfully. And it's about putting the human at the center of everything we build.
I love that. So as we kind of wrap up this part of our deep dive into the future of full stack development, yeah. I think the biggest takeaway here is that AI isn't here to replace us.
No, not at all.
It's here to work with us.
Yeah, to augment our abilities and to help us achieve even greater things.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's a future filled with incredible possibilities. Honestly, I can't wait to see what full stack developers will create alongside their AI counterparts. It's going to be a wild ride.
Definitely. It's a future where creativity, ingenuity, and that human spark are going to be more valuable than ever. And on that note, I want to leave you with something to think about. What excites you most about this future where humans and AI work together in full stack development? What kind of challenges are you eager to tackle? What kind of incredible things do you want to build? Take some time to really think about that, because who knows, maybe you'll be one of the pioneers shaping this exciting new era of development.
And you know, this isn't just limited to the world of software.
Mm-hmm.
This AI revolution is impacting pretty much every industry out there.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So no matter what you do, it's worth thinking about how AI might change your work in the years to come.
Yeah.
How can you adapt? How can you use these powerful new tools to your advantage?
Mm-hmm.
The future is full of possibilities, and it's up to each of us to grab those opportunities and create the world we want to live in.
That's such a good point. This whole conversation has really opened my eyes to what AI could mean, not just for full stack developers, but for all of us. It's a little scary, honestly, but also incredibly exciting.
Yeah, I get that.
It reminds me that we're living in a time of massive technological change. And if we approach it with curiosity, a willingness to learn, and a commitment to using these tools responsibly, that change can be a powerful force for good.
Well said. The future is ours to create. Let's embrace the possibilities and build a world where technology empowers all of us.
Thanks so much for joining us on this deep dive into the future of full stack development. We hope you found it insightful and maybe even a little inspiring. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible. What excites you most about this future where humans and AI work together in full stack development? What kind of challenges are you eager to tackle? What kind of incredible things do you want to build?
It's a good question.
It is a good question.
You know, it's hard to pick just one thing. Like, there's just so much potential.
Right.
I think for me, it's the idea that AI can help us to really push the boundaries of what's possible. Like, we can start to tackle problems that were just too complex or too time consuming to even consider before.
Yeah. Like, imagine being able to create these incredibly sophisticated applications that can do things that we can't even imagine right now.
Exactly. Like, AI could help us to develop personalized learning experiences that adapt to each student's individual needs, or create new medical treatments that are tailored to a patient's specific genetic makeup.
That's amazing. Like, the possibilities are really endless.
They are. And I think that's what's so exciting about this whole thing. It's a chance for us to really reimagine what's possible and to create a future that's better than anything we can imagine today.
I love that. And I think it's a really important message to leave our listeners with. So if you're out there and you're listening to this and you're thinking about what you want to do with your life or your career, don't be afraid to dream big. Don't be afraid to embrace the power of AI and use it to create something truly amazing.
Absolutely. The future is what we make it. So let's go out there and make it something incredible.
That's a great note to end on. Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive into the future of full stack development. We hope you found it informative and inspiring. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.